Alyssa really came in loud on the thing. No, that was you.
Oh.
Your voice is so much higher. You like spike the mic, I feel
was,
like.
Yeah, I think that was Jake.
You got to go, hey.
Okay, well, in light of that, can I just
you
say,
go into the mic when you go,
I thought
hey.
They told me to go in.
No. You go, hey, like that.
Okay, well, can I test it out because y'all know what happens on July 18th?
What?
But when ya,
I actually think
that
did you just tell everybody the wrong date? I'm pretty sure it's the 19th.
It's the 19th.
Whatever. I don't care. It's coming this week.
She rehearsed that all night. She was going to bring up the Lion King.
Think of all the people waiting outside the theater now
on the
18th.
I think that's fantastic. You should get there early. Wait, camp out. Let's do it.
On a serious note.
Was it too loud?
That's very serious.
Yeah, it's very loud.
Well, they told me. Here,
it's
I'll
very
go
loud. You're energized today. You are super. Everybody listening on audio
game.
Is like, what the crap is going on?
Is it Monday morning?
It is Monday morning. It is. I have pre-workout in my veins.
Lisa
has
coffee.
Cold
Jay,
bear.
It looks like he's drinking a beer, but it's Red Bull for legal reasons. We can't
Red
show
Bull.
The can. So Jake looks like he's drinking a beer Monday. But for anyway. Real quick, before we get into the serious stuff, babe, it's like every time singers, you see them like hit the high note, they always pull the mic away from them.
You want me to try again? A wee mo wet, a wee mo wet. Better?
Now you're too far.
Now you're too far.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding?
Your normal
volume.
It's a
work. 3 years from now, when we've been doing this, maybe.
Only the big yell.
You know what? I don't need criticism in my life.
We will look back on this and laugh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Yay.
We have a lot to talk about today, and I really don't know where to start because I find myself really upset and really tense because America apparently is this evil, racist, homophobic place that people are just ashamed to live here. So I guess the best way to start this off, because it's going to get really heavy, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. I'm going to start something really, 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 really funny, and I'm going to open up my phone because I took a screenshot of it, and by God, this is something that needs to be talked about. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel like we're going to be the first to break this to you, but it's something that needs to be addressed. Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, no.
One of my favorite Democratic hopefuls for president reveals that he descended from slave owners.
Nice.
Wow.
His great, great, great grandfather listed two women, Rose and Eliza, close to Alyssa, as his possessions. Under that very philosophy, shouldn't he be eliminated from the Democratic race? Because he's a racist slave owner.
My God.
All this comes on the heels of it being revealed that Mitch McConnell's great-great-great-granddaddy was a slave owner.
Okay, I think my great-great-granddaddy...
leaning a little bit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You call,
you'll be right in the mic.
You're killing us, babe.
I'm sorry.
You're killing us.
I think our great-great-granddaddy was a horse thief.
That if you look at a lot of people that are white, you can probably find a great-great-great-great lineage of slave owners. I'm going to go ahead and get this now. I realize we may lose a lot of listeners and a lot of sponsors.
Uh-oh.
I, Graham Allen, am the 10th cousin of George Washington. And George Washington lived during the era of the slaves. And I'm pretty sure that he had some people of probably color working for him, not paid. I'm just saying, you know, it is this ridiculous thing that we're in now to where if you look hard enough, you can find anything to ties of slavery. I'm just going to be clear. I don't care. I don't know anyone in my family who owns slaves. I never owned slaves. I've never met anyone who was a slave. I don't care. Shut up. Yes, America owned slaves, and slavery is a stain on America. But it was a history of America. It is not the current. It has not been the current for many, many years.
Yeah.
Did we have segregation in the 60s and things like that? Yeah, but that wasn't slavery.
And what
was
percentage?
It still terrible? Yes, but was it slavery?
No.
Shut up.
And what percentage of people owned slaves back then? Like less than 1%?
Yeah.
The wealthiest Southern Democrats?
But I guess my thought is they're pushing. Like, why would he go back in the first place and try to find? He's looking for a great, great, great granddaddy to tie connections so he can have a poll.
What he's trying to
do
is he's trying to appeal to these crazy, just I mean, they're crazy people. He's trying to appeal to people that are sympathetic for reparations pay by getting out ahead of the fact of, I am so ashamed that my family participated in such a heinous. We're all ashamed, dummy. Yeah. No one sit back and go, man, you know, my great, 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 great grandpappy, he had it right. Back there owning them black people. Nobody says that.
Or killing people and taking horses.
Nobody says that. Everybody is ashamed of the fact that somewhere along the, I can't talk. See,
along it's the lines.
It's Monday, okay? I'm coming down off my pre-workout. Like, I feel it. Like, I feel like I'm sweating.
Under
my, I'm
and
just
it's
being,
freezing in here,
it
too.
Is, it is. I'm coming down off the pre-workout, so it's making me blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the point is, I don't care anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I don't want to hear about reparations. It's dumb. We just talked to Alan West, Candace Owens. All of these black people will tell you straight up, it's insulting. Mm-hmm. It is this victimhood mentality of basically, if you're saying, oh, my great-great-grandparents owned slaves, so therefore we should pay reparations, what you're really saying is black people are stupid. Black people are incapable of taking care of themselves. Black people are not these proud people and a proud culture that's able to handle their own business. Mm-hmm. That's what you're really saying. And in my opinion, that's racist, because you are saying, you know, black people, they really just need our help now, and they need our money because
they'd be so much better off.
They were slaves one time, and so obviously they're still too dumb to be able to take care of themselves, so we need to take care of them because we treated them so badly. That's racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is judging a culture based on their skin color. You're not talking about paying Mexican reparations or Irish reparations. Good Lord, the Irish were treated terribly when they came here. You know what I mean? The Japanese. What are we talking about here? You see what I'm saying? That's racist.
It's the race card.
That's the way I feel. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. Do you think that it is actually racist to think that we should pay black people money because apparently they can't handle their own business on their own? Do you think that's racist? Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. We'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, We the People Holsters. All of us here at the Dear America podcast believe in the Constitution and respect the Second Amendment. There are a lot of holster brands to choose from. Some are good, some are not so good, but what does your holster say about you? I know that they made me my own personal Rant Nation holsters. I've got my face on my gun holsters now.
Oh, Lord.
Starting at just $37, We the People holsters are custom made right here in America. Their designs are updated monthly in-house, which means they don't use third-party molds. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micromillimeter of their guns to ensure the perfect fit.
Nice.
Also, put your face on it, which is what they did for me.
Amazing.
Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham and get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee, but that's not all. Enter the offer code Graham and receive an additional $10 off your order. Support your country, defend the Constitution, and support a great American business. Satisfaction guaranteed. WeThePeopleHolster.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. All right, so speaking of racism, yesterday, our president, the great Donald J. Trump, he got on Twitter early in the morning, and he made, I will admit, not his finest worded tweet, tweets this, and I'm going to try to read it. It was a three-thread tweet, but I'm just going to read the first part. All right. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswoman who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, and inept anywhere in the world, if they even have a functioning government at all, now loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, amen. I added the amen that wasn't in there. How our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came?
I don't see a problem with it.
Now,
I get it, but...
Okay, all right. So people, and by people, I mean a lot of people, got super upset about that. calling it racist and all this and that. So let's put context in it. Context is everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who he's talking about in there is Ilhan Omar. That's who he's talking about. Yeah. Okay. And this comes on the heels of, most people don't realize this, the fact that a city in Ilhan Omar's district just banned the Pledge of Allegiance. Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you guys know that that's the reason for this tweet? All right.
Yep.
So in context, the president is responding to the fact of, hey, if you have such a freaking problem with America, get out and go back to the country of which you frauded a marriage to get here in the first place.
Right.
All right. Nobody's talking about that. She married her brother or something. I mean, it's something weird. She is anti-Israel. Mm-hmm. She says anti-Semitic stuff all the time. Nobody talks about it. In fact, Nancy Pelosi goes on to say, well, you know, she just doesn't understand words. That's what she said. This is real stuff. Google it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The president is saying, if you are a congresswoman and you don't love America above all, and you don't have pride in America, and you think that other places are doing so much better than us, we have the greatest economy. We have the best economy in what, 50 years?
Mm-hmm. Maybe ever.
Maybe ever. I mean, we're headed to the potential of possibly ever the greatest economy America has ever had. Lowest black unemployment in 50 years. Lowest Hispanic unemployment ever. What are we talking about? What makes Trump racist? Criminal Justice Reform Act?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it was his best tweet ever, because
it wasn't his best
completely factual
tweet.
But I think it was almost a rare glimpse into him almost being like angry and emotional and just
he
being
is
like
angry.
I know, but just like how people normal, like humans do, like getting on and being like, I am so tired of this, and just tweeting.
That's a good
and
point.
And then he's like, okay, shoot, I probably shouldn't have done that.
That's a good point. No. I'm sorry, Jake. Just one second. Yeah. What I'm saying is people get mad because they're using this tweet as saying, well, Donald Trump is unstable. Listen to how angry he is. Listen to this. Forgive me to say this, I want a man that loves America so much that it pisses him off when he finds out that not only people are hating on America, being anti-American because the Pledge of Allegiance is racist, the flag is racist, the national anthem is racist. What do you love about America, and especially an elected congresswoman that's supposed to represent this country and the state and the city and the district of which she lives, and your city and your district just banned the Pledge of Allegiance? You hate Israel, which is our greatest ally. It always has been and it always will be, because why? America is a Christian nation. I want someone in office that gets mad when things that are anti-American happen.
Right.
Forget tact. Forget all this stuff. Sometimes you got to have somebody that'll sit there and say, do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again and watch what happens.
Right.
I'm fixing to come after you with everything I got because I'm the president of the United States. I love this country. I swore an oath to protect this country. You swore an oath and you suck at it, and I'm going to say something about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you want to pick your microphone up and drop it? I can't take it, man.
I can't take it. This is an elected United States congresswoman, okay? And this is her response. This is her response. And this is how just arrogant this woman is. Mr. President. I could do Mr. President in her voice, but I don't know. No, she does talk that
I
way.
Know.
That's not a stereotype. That's true. Okay, people that get all bent out of shape, I'm sorry. This really has upset me. All right, Mr. President, as members of Congress, the only country we swear an oath to is the United States, which is why we are fighting to protect it from the worst, most corrupt, and inept president we have ever seen.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Show me your work, Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Show me where that's true. Let's go to the bottom first. Let's work our way up. Let's work our way from the end up. The worst, most corrupt.
Yeah.
Hello, Obama.
Yeah, there's millions of them.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Bill Clinton.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson. I mean, you know, come on. The most corrupt president. Last time I checked, our president is fighting for the rights of unborn children while you and your constituents are fighting to murder children within the room up to birth and post-birth infanticide, you monster. But I digress. An inept president we have ever seen. The most inept president. We've already talked about this. Highest economy, possibly on the verge of ever.
Yeah.
America is now viewed again as the national powerhouse. We are respected among leaders. And a lot of people get that messed up. Well, people are still talking about us and they hate that. Yeah,
they hate us
because they ain't us.
Yeah.
But I feel like they
that
always...
sounded like anus.
A little bit.
They hate us because they ain't us.
I didn't
accentuate the T. I'm sorry.
But I feel like they always go like, because there's nothing to attack like big news because he is doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So I always feel like they try to find something to attack like a tweet. Like we're literally talking about a tweet that has just gone.
Yeah.
Ray off the radar because there's because he is doing a good job.
And the racist thing, like, of course, it's because, you know, she's from the Middle East or whatever. What if the congressman was from like Ireland or France or something?
Nancy Pelosi's white. He talks crap about her all the time.
But that's not racist.
No.
You know?
But that's my point. So Ilhan Omar can say that Donald Trump is racist.
Yeah.
But why can't Donald Trump come out and say Ilhan Omar is racist and she hates America?
Yeah.
That Donald Trump is attacking a brown girl.
Hang on,
when it would come out.
So there was, I'm just going to read it. After Fox News host Tucker Carlson said that Omar, hates this country more than ever, end quote. Omar responded to the claim, and guess what she said? Saying,
he's racist.
He is a racist, quote, racist fool. And me and Jake were talking about this. I feel like that's the card they always, I don't have anything really, you know, to say about you, so I'm just going to say you're racist.
Yeah.
And we're done with it. Drop the mic. I'm walking away. But that's not logical.
As you can see from AOC and Pelosi, they're going to start turning on each other. Pelosi's racist because she, you know, is not giving AOC the spotlight.
No, she's picking on AOC because AOC is a woman of color.
Yeah.
No, she's picking on you because you're an idiot and half the thing. No, 90% of the things that come out of your mouth are illogical, just dumb, childish things. And people are finally going, no, chick. You are affecting people not in the right way. Young people are listening to you.
Right.
You are a moron. Shut up.
Speaking of AOC, did you see her get schooled by the
Yes. I want to talk about that, but let's just end this quick, and then I want to get into that because that has to do with the whole flag raising thing and all this stuff. It all is funny how things, and guys and ladies listening, what you'll notice in the news and in the world here lately is, if I may get philosophical for a moment, all of these things.
Please do.
Jake knows how to. Every time I say I'm going to get philosophical, Jake has to do something to like break the mood really quick before I get like deep.
Indeed.
Anyway, okay, if I may just go full circle for here. Charlie Kirk it, if I will. Okay. You will notice that all of these things always circle around each other. They intersect each other, but they all lead to the very same thing. You have this new world order that is taking place within inside the Democratic Party. Okay. I've called them the mean girls of Congress from the beginning. Tlaib, Omar, AOC.
Yeah.
All right. They represent this radical left movement that is taking over. Okay. What you're starting to see is within the Democratic Party, they embrace them originally because they're like, oh, this is great. We have young people.
Diversity
right. that wants to do this. But now they're like, oh, crap. They're crazy and they're going to destroy everything. So now you're starting to see the Democratic Party eating itself alive.
Mm-hmm.
They're already doing it with Joe Biden. AOC and Bernie Sanders are pretty good buddies for right now, but just wait. She'll say something and Bernie Sanders will disagree. And then right here, mark it down, Dear America podcast, number what, 17?
Mm-hmm.
What are we on? Then Bernie Sanders will be a racist because he's attacking a person of color, right? This becomes a racist thing. Now what's happening with exactly what you were talking about, the whole border crisis, it all comes down to racism. That's what it really boils down to. People are saying that Americans are racist. ICE is racist. This whole detaining people at the border is racist because they're people of color. They're people not of white. This, and that. It all is intersecting and intertwined within itself. Everything is connected to this new form of limiting our First Amendment rights. How do you limit someone's First Amendment rights? Anybody have any idea? How do you do it?
You claim them to be racist.
We're allowed to say but we're allowed to say whatever we want, right? Like that's the First Amendment. We're, as long as we are not
hate speech.
As long as we are not telling people to go murder someone else, inciting violence, we're allowed to say whatever we want.
Yeah.
Unless in 2019, literally anyone says that's racist.
Right.
That's all you've got to do. That's all you have to do in 2019 to limit speech that you don't agree with. Well, that's racist.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously he's racist, so we have to shut them down because they're racist.
Right.
That leads us into our next subject where AOC gets schooled in an epic moment where basically it's known that she has no idea what she's talking about. And then that leads us directly into the Mexican flag raising and the new ICE raids. But before that, let's get into our sponsor. Let's talk about Simply Safe just for a moment. A recent Gallup survey shows Americans worry more about burglary than most any other crime. More than mugging, more than terrorism, more than car theft and murder. Hmm. Except for Alyssa, because she never locks her car for anything.
Don't tell everybody that.
According to studies, just over 10% of break-ins are planned beforehand. The rest are spur-of-the-moment crimes of opportunity. In other words, random.
Hmm.
Did you know most break-ins happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. in the middle of the day while you are at work?
That's good.
According to the FBI, the average loss is over $2,000 that can be hard to recover from. There are over 2 million burglaries reported every year. That's one every 13 seconds. Yeah. And what's crazy is that only one in five homes have home security. Maybe it's because most companies don't really make it easy. I know it can be confusing and it can be hard and people coming into your house and wiring up things, but that's why Simply Safe is my top choice. Simply Safe protects your whole home, every window, room, and door with 24/7 monitoring for just a fraction of the cost. Their police dispatch is up to 3.5 times faster because they use video verification. There is no contract, no hidden fees or fine print. Prices are always fair and honest. Around-the-clock monitoring is just $15 a month.
Nice.
Visit simplysafe.com/dearamerica. You'll get your free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure you go to simplysafe.com/dearamerica so they know our show sent you. That's simplysafe.com/dearamerica. Now, let's get back into it. So, guys, again, as I said earlier, all of this stuff starts to intertwine with itself. Okay, so three things have happened last week. Jake, take it away. What happened with AOC?
AOC was, I guess she was questioning a director of ICE. Is that right? An ICE director.
Homer, whatever his
name
is. I think he was former ICE director.
About putting the kids in cages and taking the kids away from their parents and all that. And his response was just brilliant and schooled her to the point where she was dumbfounded, didn't even know how to respond to it. And it really showed the lack of intelligence
and knowledge,
and knowledge of laws and stuff like that. And we can pull it up, but it was pretty awesome. And he was getting mad, too.
Yeah, well, the biggest things is this. And I'll admit, because I think that it's important to grow, he actually taught me things that I didn't know, right? You know, I mean, I knew asylum laws, like people can claim asylum and they're supposed to be protected, you know, and that's where a lot of the loopholes are happening. People are abusing the asylum laws. But what I didn't realize is there's actual point of entries for asylum seekers,
right.
you know,
right.
And so that's one thing he said, because she goes back and forth and, you know, because he recommended deportation because it was a criminal act. And then she goes on to say that asylum seekers have committed no crime. And then he goes on to say, well, yeah, they did, because they did not go through the proper port
channels. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't claim asylum when you're trying to cross illegally. You got to go through the, you know, the port.
Right.
That is how it works. That's how you've got to do it. So therefore, you committed a crime, and therefore, we're going to detain you. We're going to separate you from your children.
Right.
And we're going to deport you. Actually, before, I know we said we weren't going to do this, but before we go any further, for the people who haven't heard this or seen this, I think it's important. Let's just play the clip,
and then we'll
analyze it, because he says it better than I think that I could.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just play that clip.
All right.
So you are the author of the family separation policy.
I am not the author of this memo.
You're not the author, but you signed the memo.
Yes, a zero tolerance memo.
So you provided the official recommendation to Secretary Nielsen on family for the United States to pursue family separation.
I gave Secretary Nielsen numerous recommendations on how to secure the border and save lives.
But it says here that you gave her numerous options, but the recommendation was option 3, family separation.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the Secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation, of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is whenever a U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Mm.
Go figure.
Yeah, that's good.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If parents. I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr.
father
Holman,
from his
family. Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
My God.
When you're in the country illegally, it's violation 8 United States Code 1325.
Seeking asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum and go through the port of entry, do it the legal way.
That's right.
The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Shut up, AOC. Okay. Okay.
Mr. Chair, the memo is submitted to the record.
Yeah, that brain was working in overdrive.
All right, so if you guys heard that for the first time, basically this guy, I love this dude. He doesn't back down. AOC tries to get him. And basically, he just schools her on the fact of, no, legally, this is exactly what is supposed to happen. And people, go ahead.
Well, I just wish people would listen. I'm not saying that there's not loopholes or people in their professions aren't wrong, but like, this is his profession. This is what Correct. He has done for a living. He has mm-hmm. been a police officer. He knows what he's talking about. And it's like, no one wants to listen to them. They just want to, okay, but I'm going to get you here.
Right.
On both sides, probably. But that's so infuriating.
AOC yeah. doesn't care about his profession. She doesn't care about his knowledge of the laws. He's white. She is a woman of color.
Yeah.
Therefore, he is racist, and that's why he wants to take children away from their families.
You just replace everything she said with moral superiority.
That's yeah. what I was thinking.
Moral superiority.
I want everyone to come over, so I don't care what it looks yeah. like. I don't care how we're going to take care of them. I'm just
her entire tone through that video is condescending. Mm-hmm. She's very condescending in that tone. There's no mutual respect for
yeah.
yes, you are a congresswoman, but this man that you're talking to, you brought him in to testify before you. Therefore, he is due a certain amount of respect. And she's just
with
she's
all
just,
due respect.
Yeah, she's just
sir.
Arrogant. I mean, she anyway, she gets schooled, right? Mm-hmm. So now we've got some contrast here. And I've been saying this for a while. We've been separating kids from their parents for 200 plus years here in America. If you commit a crime,
yeah.
your kids don't go to jail with you.
Can you imagine not separating
them? In fact, Alyssa's a social worker. What's the very oh, yeah. first thing that happens when parents commit a crime as far as their children go?
DSS is called out to assess the situation, and if they've committed a crime, you have to remove them from the home, hopefully place them with a family member.
Immediately, yeah. right?
Immediately.
And correct me if I'm wrong. If there is any signs of potential stuff, the first thing you do is separate the child
correct,
until you can figure out what's going on.
And do an investigation, correct.
Can you imagine you get a DUI and they shove the kid in the cell with you?
Yeah.
Get in there,
I know,
kid.
But that's what I'm saying. So for contrast, for everybody with Alyssa, Alyssa is a social worker. She's a master's level, help me, sweetheart.
I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
Okay, so this is the highest level of social worker that you can reach.
Thanks, babe.
No, I want people
to know
your authority
good.
In this thing. So this is not something that doesn't
okay.
happen. It happens
can
all
I,
the time.
Can yeah. I poke at the more, since we're going there?
Yeah,
I was talking to Jay. I talked to
poke,
you last
sweetheart,
night.
Sweetheart, go.
Well, my only thing that frustrates me is open borders. I get it. I personally would love to take every child into my own home and care for them and foster them and love them and adopt them. That's my heart, right? So even in America, if I cannot, me and you, take every foster child, even though it's my heart, and provide them with a good home, food, clothing. So it just blows my mind that you think if we have open borders and they all come across that we're going to all be able to feed. That's not responsible.
Yeah.
DSS would not let me take every child into my home
mm-hmm.
because I
Some
cannot
of them would starve.
I cannot care for them.
Yeah, yeah, then you'd be endangering those children. Yeah.
Exactly. So put it on a mass level too. If you take everything in, How are we gonna give them quality of life? How are you?
Yeah.
Are you gonna feed them? You see what I'm saying? Like, it goes across both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So to bend on that, I'm morally superior. No, you're not thinking
right.
logically.
And everybody forgets about our homeless problem and our Native Americans too. It's like we remember it for a second and then it goes back away. It's like, let's take care of ourselves, our homeless problem, our Native American problem. You know, let's solve us first and then
and do it the correct way. I'm all about you know, having them come through the correct way.
Do it.
Yeah. That's it. I'm just saying, I mean, like, it's frustrating to just poke at that one problem and act like, well, that's just going to care for everything. We're just going to invite them all over and everything's going to be great.
Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think. Should we just take anyone in, period, without question, without any kind of regulation at all? Should parents be allowed to take their children with them to prison? I mean, what are we talking about? But let's move on. Let's move on to what else has happened. So two other things happened within 3 days of that video. So now, do we have the video footage of the Mexican flag going up for people listening? Now, for those of you listening and not watching audio, what you're fixing to hear is a bunch of people cheering in the crowd. This is in front of an ICE building where protesters are protesting the ICE raids coming up, and they take down the American flag and they raise the Mexican flag. Let's show that clip.
But it's hard to see, but you can see they took down an American flag and a Colorado state
flag. You can hear them cheering.
And instead, as you see in some of this video, they raised a Mexican flag. They also raised an upside down American thin blue line flag that looks like it's kind of dirtied or bloodied up. There's also another flag out there with some curse words on it. At one point, there were more than 1,000 people out here. It was a couple hundred of them who went on to...
Yeah.
Okay. That. All right. So I'm going to try to be as calm as I possibly can. How this isn't, you know, we have these arguments about burning the flag, should it be illegal, and all this other kind of stuff. And you know, I know that people, and I hope you can hear the change in my tone of voice here for those listening, how we can think that it is okay to take down our country's flag and replace it with another country's flag. Let me explain something to you from a military standpoint of things. When you invade a territory in times of war and you conquer that territory, the very first thing you do as an act of war and an act of obtaining a territory is you take down that country's flag and replace it with your own.
Yeah.
Okay. A very historic moment at Iwo Jima is enshrined forever in Washington, D.C., of Marines doing the very same thing at Iwo Jima. That is what you do. That is what that act represents. Now, did they mean it as an act of war? Probably not, because they're probably uneducated fools.
Act of protest.
But at what point do you allow act of protest to mimic acts of war?
Yeah.
And to mimic acts of invasion before things happen? This is where we are in America. Okay, the same people, let me put it to you in this, the same people that are advocating for us to open the Mexican border to allow people to escape tyranny through Mexico to come into America, their way of protesting us not wanting to do that is to raise the very flag of which these people are trying to leave from. Do you see what
it's
I'm saying?
It's so bad.
It doesn't make any sense. And so all of this...
Let me read really quick.
Go for it.
Let me read so to give some light on what's going on. So the protest is part of a network for hashtag Lights for Liberty events, also dubbed, quote, March to Close Concentration Camps, because that's what they're calling these places. Called for detention centers at the U.S.-Mexico border to be closed and for all immigrants being held in those locations to be granted entry into the U.S. Automatically, you're in, we're good. That's what that was about, just to provide some light on what was going on.
Yeah. No, that's what they want. People get upset with me. They're like, Graham, you know, you're overgeneralizing. Nobody wants open borders. Yeah, they do.
Do they not?
Yeah. Are you sure?
And I researched this.
Are you sure? You're sure?
I try to keep an open mind. I told Jake, I researched this to try to see both sides. They're calling for no checks and balances, just anyone. And it kind of blew my mind, like, wow, nothing, just anyone can come over.
Why do we have countries? Why do we have territories? At this point, let's just figure out a way to buy Mexico.
Right.
And just have one gigantic looking state. Let's buy Canada while we're at it.
Can you imagine if we went down to Mexico and started putting American flags up?
We would be in war within a day. We would be at war in a day. If American citizens went into Mexico and freaking raised, took down the Mexico with the Mexican flag and raised the American flag.
This is our home.
They
now.
Would all be one. Let's just call it what it. They would all be shot.
Oh yeah,
okay?
Oh,
they would be dead.
Cartel.
That would be the news thing. Americans die trying to raise American flag at Mexican government building.
Yeah.
The loss of respect for our country blows my mind. I can't think of anything more just disgusting than raising someone. I mean, even as an act of there's some things I feel like that should just be off limits.
Right.
This is your country. Be thankful and proud of that. No other country would do that. I mean, honestly, they're probably all looking at our country going, oh, this is great. Look at them ripping themselves apart.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
How great is Mexico? Like, look at the history of Mexico. If that's what everybody wants to do with us, like, oh, we have this dark history. It's like, okay, well, look back through Mexico's history. See if they didn't do anything
Look at it like this. Let's take it back to hashtag Dear America. I want to know what you know about this. Let's take it back to the flag burning conversation. This was a couple weeks ago. All right. people were like, oh, Graham Allen, you're such a dictator. You think people should go to jail for burning a flag? I was like, that's not what I said. I said, I don't necessarily disagree that it should be illegal to burn the flag. Okay, now go with me on this. Hashtag Dear America, let me know what you think, because I know there's going to be people that disagree with me on this. No, I don't think you should go to jail for burning a flag. I think I think there should be a fine. I think it should be illegal to do it and get caught.
Yeah.
We do have things that are illegal in this country. You can't smoke weed out in public. And so, you know what I mean? That's illegal. You get tickets for that. You go to jail for the night, and then you get out and you got to pay a fine, stuff like that. Well, smoking weed is my act of protest. Well, you can't do that. You see what I mean? So people are like, well, it's my freedom. It's my right to be able to burn that flag. Why? Why? Why is that? Why is that? That is a representation of the of America, of our country.
I think it's...
What if we made it to where, no, if you burn the flag in public, people see you do it, it's on to evidence, you are caught, then you got to pay $1,000 fine. Every flag you burn is going to cost you $1,000. Let's see how many flags get burned at that point.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, it's illegal to do a lot of things.
Okay, look, I don't disagree. I think it comes down to viewpoints and perspectives. Because from my viewpoint, I look at the flag and I almost cry because I'm so proud to be an American. And I think about friends we have lost who have died that for fighting, Graham who served for fighting for this country. And it is a sacred, I think of those things. Whereas other people's perspective is totally different, which I'm not saying their perspective's right or wrong. I'm just saying I think it comes down to a problem where people don't view the flag as sacred. They don't like America, which is what we're talking about, which is, again, blows my mind.
Jaywalking is illegal.
Yeah.
You can get a ticket for jaywalking.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you to tell me that I, as an American, can't walk across this portion of the street whenever I want to?
Unobstructed by cars. Because, I can walk where I please.
Because we can.
Well,
that's the law.
I identify as a car now.
but do you see what I'm saying? People are freaking out going, that's exactly what a tyrant would say, that we're not allowed. No. It's just a rule. It's just a law. Those are simple things.
No,
that
what a tyrant would say is, give me your gun. That's
you
what a tyrant says.
You can get fined for your dog pooping somewhere and not get picking it up.
Yeah.
True. Who are you to tell me that I can't let my dog poop right here wherever I want it to? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So your argument is dumb. You don't have a real argument. So should it be illegal? And I'm not talking going to jail. I'm not an idiot. I don't think you should go to prison for the rest of your life for smoking weed.
Right.
I don't smoke weed, but it is against the law. So if you do it, you get caught, you got to pay a fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
States, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but same thing. That's what I mean by this. Should it be illegal to burn the American flag, to take the American flag down and replace it with another country's flag? Yeah, I think that should be something illegal that you're not allowed to do on a government building, no less.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it wasn't like you were at your home doing it. No, you went to a government building and you did that. You should go to jail for a couple of days. You should get out, have to pay a fine, go to court over it.
Really quick, while we're wrapping this up, I want it to be noted that former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley on Sunday condemned prominent Democrats for staying silent after protesters demonstrate this. Nothing, not a peep.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I researched CNN. I couldn't find where any news outlet besides Fox and others, like on that side, reported it.
Because that supports their narrative. They're good with it.
I mean, it's just crazy.
Go ahead.
Let's segue here.
Yeah. Let's segue. I want to talk about the ICE raids and the infuriating thing. And I want to get one or two funny things out of the way before we end. We got a lot of things to work in. But first, let's make some money with a sponsor. Let's talk about cybersecurity, especially ExpressVPN. If you believe you're not being snooped on or that nobody cares about your online data, well, then I'm sorry to disappoint you, but you're wrong. I say that a lot on this show.
You're wrong.
Because you listen to my show, you're clearly smart enough to understand that your privacy is under attack. Hackers, government, ad companies, and ISPs are gobbling up your data, like literally all of it. That's why I recommend getting the software that I trust to protect my online activity. ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN's apps use powerful encryption to secure your data. ExpressVPN runs in the background of your computer or your phone, and then you use the internet just like you normally would. You download the app, click connect, and voila, you're protected. I never go online without my ExpressVPN, and you shouldn't either. It's the fastest VPN I've tried. It costs less than $7 per month and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. ExpressVPN uses new cutting-edge technology called Trusted Server to make sure there's no logs of what you do online. It's time to stop hackers, Big Brother, and internet companies from grabbing all your data. Take back your online privacy like I did with ExpressVPN. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Graham. That's expressvpn.com/Graham for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Graham to learn more. Again, now back into it. We've talked about how all these things are interconnected. So last but not least, yesterday started the ICE raids. Mm-hmm. These ICE raids that everyone's been talking about, the president's been talking about it, and that's what has sparked a lot of these protests, a lot of people just granting like asylum, like telling people where to go and hide and all this stuff, and even churches, which I really want to get into real quick because that really irks me. But let's talk about this. So to put it in perspective, Alyssa, you did a lot of research on this.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Let people know this is not just, oh, these people are brown, so we're going to deport them. Who are these people that they're actually going after so everybody understands?
Okay, so basically, I'm going to say his name wrong. I'm so sorry. But Acting U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli? We're going to go with that.
Good enough.
Quote, they're not undocumented. They've got a court order on a piece of paper, federal order, that says they've gotten due processes, and there are over a million with removal disorders. That is the pool that ICE is drawing from. Mm-hmm. So there's a specific pool. He also added that the priority will be apprehending violent criminals and aggravated felons. ICE agents are not, quote, utilizing allegations of crossing the border illegally, a misdemeanor, as a cause for arrest in the raids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. These are terrible people. And these are also people that have ignored court orders. They also came on Fox and said they didn't just get one, because the person on, no, it was on CNN, said, well, a lot of these people said they never got a court order. He's like, well, we sent it to them twice over the course of a year and a half. You know what I mean? To appear in court. The second time you didn't appear in court, bam, deportation. If you're on probation and you don't check in to your probation officer, what happens?
You in trouble.
You go back to jail.
Yep.
It was also noted and pointed to statistics he did that showed ICE has deported fewer people under President Donald Trump than it did under President Barack Obama,
which no one talks about. Obama deported more people than Donald
Trump.
Thus far. President Obama separated more children from their families than Donald Trump.
More kids died in cages.
More kids died in cages under Obama than Donald Trump. The situation at the border that the Democrats are deeming non-humane and all this other kind of stuff, crimes against humanity, it's because of the Obama administration, of which Donald Trump is trying. They've been trying to get funding for forever, of which AOC, the main proponent of this humanitarian crisis, voted no for over $4 billion in humanitarian aid to go to the border to fix the problem that the Obama administration set up in the first place.
Exactly.
This is not about caring about people. They don't get, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. If you're a Democrat and you listen to this podcast, I doubt it. But if you are, this is not about people. They don't care about these people at the border. They know that it was their Democratic run administration that set up this problem because they opened up the bleed. They never fixed it. They never stopped it, and they never set up infrastructure to manage it, so now Donald Trump is having to fix it. Mm. It has nothing to do with anything, has everything to do with Trump being a Republican. Do not believe the lies. Do not believe the media narrative they're trying to tell you that this is an attack on brown people. Has nothing to do with that. It is simply laws. And if we are a country of immigrants, Obama and Bill Clinton have been filmed saying this exact same thing. We are a country of immigrants, but we are also a country of laws.
And we have to, that's law and order. You have to have laws in your country, otherwise it won't function.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think about the ICE raids. Let's liven it up a little bit here at the end. Who's got some funny stuff for everybody?
Megan Rapinoe. I think it's Rapinoe, actually. That's how Shapiro said it. I don't know if we've been saying it.
No, I think it's Rapinoe. I think Ben Shapiro's just trying to sound,
what a silly goose,
you know, smarter than everybody.
She almost disappeared from the news, and she came back by this video of her signing a fan soccer ball. Right.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. For those of you listening, we'll describe it once we play it, but let's play that real quick.
Yeah, so she's at some event. I don't know what the event is.
It was the ESPYs or the ESPN Awards.
That's
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So her fan comes up, which he didn't have much energy either.
And he's so cute, though.
He's a kid. He's nervous.
He is nervous.
Here you go. Get out of my face.
All right. So those of you listening, so that really short clip, if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to Google it and check it out. Megan Rapinoe. I'm sticking with it. This young child, he looked Hispanic, maybe, obviously,
Indian, I think,
obviously a soccer
like
fan. He comes up with a soccer ball for her to sign it. She literally, she doesn't look at him. The entire time.
The entire time.
She grabs the ball. She's talking to other people, signs it, hands it back off.
Without looking at him.
Doesn't look at him once. Doesn't say hi. Doesn't say thank you. Doesn't say anything.
She seems very annoyed.
Matter of fact, here's your ball. Get out of my face.
And that proves the whole thing from the beginning. Like the whole kneeling, you know, it's all about her. She's an ego maniac.
Right, yeah. Right.
And she wants press.
She's a terrible person. I'm sorry. She is a terrible person.
You can't look at
person.
That kid and say, thanks, buddy, you know, anything. Can't say a single thing.
No, she's a horrible person.
And speaking of the Megan Rapinoe thing, did you see the tweet about... Let's pull it up right here. Trump fans adopted soccer star Kelly O'Hara as their hero. And this person commented, Trump supporters would choose a pro-America gay person over an America-hating straight person any day.
Yeah, no. So this is DC Drano. Me and him are really good friends. So basically what happened was Kelly O'Hara, she's the one that picked up the American flag when Megan and them dropped it. And then somebody who probably was a Democrat posted that there was outrage now that their hero was gay.
Oh my God.
And then basically people like DC Drano here come out and say, no, we would pick a Trump supporter gay person that loves America any day.
Yeah.
We don't care.
What does your sexuality have to do with
gay?
Exactly.
Hashtag Dear America. I'll pick anybody that loves America any day. Does it matter if you're gay or straight, if you love America? No. No, it doesn't. Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think. All right, movie news for today. Did you know that yesterday was the 20th anniversary of the Blair Witch Project?
Oh, really?
I did not.
Did you know 20 years ago today, the Blair Witch Project was released in theaters? It grossed nearly $250 million. On a $60,000 budget.
Oh my gosh.
That is so crazy.
It is considered one of the greatest horror films of all time, and it created the first person genre of movies.
I feel like their whole narrative is like,
hey, look, anybody that says now in 2019 that you've seen just about everything, anybody that says that you weren't terrified by the Blair Witch Project, you're a liar. I couldn't sleep for forever because of the Blair Witch Project. I still remember that scene where the dude's like standing in the corner. Me and you for our Halloween video last year reenacted that scene where she's running from it. It was a terrifying thing. Random movie trivia for you today.
Random more trivia because we have to talk about Area 51.
Oh,
aliens.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Aliens.
Let's close with that.
Okay, we're closing.
No. I got one more.
Half a million people signed up to storm Area 51. They should not do that. We are not saying they should.
I think you should. If you're dumb enough to storm a government building,
they're
going to
like be prepared for you, so probably don't do that. You may get shot. But I really want to know, like, is there aliens?
Well, that's not where they keep the aliens.
Yeah, they don't keep the aliens.
They probably moved them.
Yeah,
and that's where they keep the spaceships.
Joe Rogan literally had to make a statement about that, saying, I do not support this.
Was it Joe Rogan that started it?
No. But he had to respond because
okay.
he had this guy, Bob Lazar, on his podcast who like brought it all back up
Alyssa,
again.
So wait. That's the dude on the Netflix thing that I've been saying I want
to
watch.
Well, where we have lived, the fewest UFO sightings, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama made the list. Louisiana made the list. But do you know where the highest UFO sighting is? Any guesses? Come on.
Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri.
No.
New Mexico.
No. Washington.
Northwest.
Washington, Montana, Vermont, Alaska, and number 5, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Interesting. Hey, I'm all for it. You heard it here first. I do condone it. You want to rush that building? Go for it. And then maybe, by God, we'll figure out what's there. You know, but hey, you want to go for it? You go for it, guys. All right. So last thing I want to talk about is just a narrative twist. And this comes out of the Los Angeles Times.
Oh.
All right. So this just shows you yet again where we are as a society. We're not going to go in depth on this. I just want to point out the fact. An Orange County man who had sex with a 12-year-old girl he met on Tinder dating app will spend more than a year behind bars, court records show. Shouldn't that point out an Orange County man who raped a 12-year-old girl, coerced a 12-year-old girl? Wouldn't that be pedophilia? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that. That makes it seem like consensual sex was had between an adult and a 12-year-old, and he's going to spend a year behind bars because of it.
I feel like he should spend more. Where was that at?
That seems very
It was in
short.
Los Angeles.
Oh, well, that's
what I'm trying to, like those are, man admits to having sex with 12-year-old girl he met on Tinder. Well, why does this not say pedophile?
Well, because we don't know what age he identifies as.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And why does a 12-year-old, where are the parents? Why is a 12-year-old on Tinder?
Yeah. I can't even talk.
They both identify as a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
So
they met in the middle.
There you go. If we can be whatever we want to be, then I'm 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't prosecute me.
I'm 65.
I'm 12.
Yeah, I want that discount.
Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't done this in a while, so I just want to say thank you. We got through a lot of stuff very quickly on this. If you are listening to this podcast, thank you guys so much. We have not fallen out of the top 100 since we debuted.
Thank you.
It's all because of you. Do us a favor. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Tell just one person about this podcast. Share this with your friends. It helps us in the ratings. Give us 5 stars. Leave a review. It just helps us out, and it helps us fight against the corrupt left. I know myself, Charlie Kirk, Candace Owens, Ben Shapiro, all these amazing people are doing these podcasts to fight against the left liberal media bias that's dominating our news and podcast worlds. Share this with your friends. Subscribe. Thank you guys so much. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram and Facebook.
Jake?
You can find me at producer_Jake on Instagram.
And I am Graham Allen, just about anywhere. Thank you guys for listening to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. This is the greatest country in the world. We are all blessed to live here.
Truth.
God bless our president.
Yes.
God bless our military.
Amen.
God bless America.
Hallelujah.
And we'll see you again next time.
Bye.